You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have two special guests in our studios that are representing, well, in one form or another, they're here because of RISCA, Rhode Island State Council on the Arts. And we'll explain all of the connections as we go along, but we'd like to welcome Michael and Raina DeQuatro. Welcome, Michael. Nice to have you here this evening.
Yes, good to be here. Thanks.
And welcome, Raina.
Thank you.
It's a very nice name. Raina, where does Raina come from? Is that a nickname, or is that something that you just have as a real name?
That's my real name, Raina, yes.
Very interesting.
Raina. Thank you.
And Michael. Michael is a composer and musician. And Raina, being the wife, does a lot of the support and listens and fixes and keeps Michael on the straight and narrow. So that's kind of what's going on here today. We're going to talk about Michael's music. We're going to get a chance to listen to some of the music. Michael, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a longtime Rhode Islander.
Yes, I've lived here all of my life. I did take some time to study music in Boston. I went to the Boston Conservatory for my master's degree. And I spent about 3 years there, moved back to Rhode Island, and started working right away, actually, mostly playing, working for Rhode Island College in their dance department. I work an awful lot with dance departments, dancers, choreographers, as an accompanist, a composer. And that's actually kind of how I got my start professionally after school. Was through dance as music, supplying music for dancers.
So with the piano, you're a pianist.
Well, piano, I have enough of an ability to play piano to get away with improvisational, approach, and but mainly with percussion.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and so it would be. I started with modern dance classes, and then moved into ballet, kind of slowly. Actually accompanied ballet with percussion and then decided to take that leap and start playing piano. So over the course of maybe 4 or 5 years, my skills have improved as a ballet accompanist on piano, not just percussion.
Not just percussion, yep. But the piano, okay. And that's at Rhode Island College.
Well, I worked at Rhode Island College in their dance department back in 99. Was working both at the Boston Conservatory for their dance department and then at Rhode Island College. The music department then hired me as their percussion instructor in the classical tract. And then I also started working for Roger Williams University for their dance department. And there was an awful lot of work going on. So
so you were busy between Bristol and Providence.
Bristol, Boston, Providence. It was a busy time, and it still is a busy time. And so that's how things worked out as far as, me getting started professionally.
Okay. Yeah. And we should explain to everyone that the connection and how we hooked up and why you're able to bring us your music today is through Rhode Island State Council on the Arts. They are sponsoring, Rhode Island State Council on the Arts are sponsoring an art exhibit through the ACGAW, which is the Artist Cooperative Gallery of Westerly. And Michael's music will be played during their exhibition that is going to be going on starting this week. And then on Wednesday, February 2nd, they're going to have an artist reception. You'll be there that night?
Yes, correct? That's correct.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that and get to some points about that. But I think it would be nice to start with a piece of your music. Tell us about this first piece that we're going to listen to.
Well, the first piece is the first number from a large work titled With One Voice. The first number is called Why Do the Nations? It is, I think, one of the passages from Isaiah. It's Psalm 2, verse 1. That's where the text comes from. And probably just listen. I think may get the idea.
All right, we'll give that a listen right now.
Why do the nations break?
dynamic music, to say the least. And we have recognized the people that were performing there because they've been on our show several times, Rylan Civic Chorale and Orchestra,
correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
With Ed Marquardt directing.
Dr. Ed Marquardt.
All right, who's been on the show several times. And we hope to have him back soon because he is he's a great character. He's a great guy to have on our program. Always brings a lot of insight.
He knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff.
Yes, he does.
And we don't pay him much to come on the show because we have pictures of him. But, you know, we'll keep that amongst ourselves. But
excellent.
So tell us about working with the Rylan Civic Chorale and Orchestra.
I have a little bit of a history with them. I started working with Rylan Civic Chorale and Orchestra back in 2000, I would say. Gregory Zeitlin was their contractor, and I was fortunate enough to get a phone call from him one day looking for a percussionist to perform L'Histoire du Soldat, which is the Stravinsky piece, and I happened to be available. And of course, that's a small chamber piece, but that was on a program with the orchestra and chorus as well. Mm-hmm. And that particular concert was in collaboration with Rylan Festival Ballet. So from that point, there were concerts that were shuffled between myself and George Gonacanto. And George had retired and found greener pastures in Florida with orchestras down there, as well as here in Rhode Island as well. So anyway, I started performing more frequently with Rylan Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And I perform with them still to this day as percussionist and timpanist, and have been had the opportunity to write this piece.
Now, I'm looking at a program that you brought in with you, which is from last March, about a program put on by the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. It's called With One Voice. And your name is in much bigger print than Ed's, so you must have been pretty important for that thing. Raina, tell us, were you there at that performance, Raina?
Yes, I was.
Was that a pretty impressive evening?
Absolutely.
And what was Michael's role in all of this, from your perspective?
His role in all of this... Well, he wrote the piece.
Well, that's pretty important.
Yes. He wrote this piece of music, and it took him a long time to write it, and I witnessed him struggling through that and also enjoying it. And the day leading up to the performance was actually, I said that it felt like a wedding. The whole day we were just preparing for the performance. And he did perform that night as well. Oh, he played on the piece.
So you played, you composed it and
that's
played
correct.
On the piece.
That's right.
And the wedding went off without a hitch.
It went very well. Yes, absolutely.
Well, all right. Why don't we go to the next piece of music you brought with us, and that's from that recording of that night?
Yep, second track. It is called Let's Cease Malicious Quarrels, and begins with the melodic line from the Ubi Caritas. And I'm playing the chime at the beginning, so if that's any interest.
All right, we'll listen to you playing the chime at the beginning, listen to the piece, and come back and more, and maybe afterwards we'll find out about the honeymoon.
Let's strive here where
very impressive music that was composed by Michael. Although I have to say, you've probably heard this before, that very beginning with the chimes, the three times that the chimes are hit, I might have been able to do that.
Sure. I'd like to see it.
as far as hitting the chime, I think that much I might have been able to do.
It's, percussion is an interesting instrument, any percussive instrument. Even, right. You might hear the joke about triangles, whatever that may
right.
be. You know, anybody can
That's
play
what
a triangle.
You've probably heard this before, right?
You know, first of all, you have to have the nerve for it.
Right.
You really do. Everybody in the orchestra has maybe a few more notes than percussionists do, and percussionists have one shot to get it right. There are not too many things to hide behind. So
and everything else kind of comes from the percussionist, right? I mean, you're there, you're alone, you're starting that. I don't know if tempo is the correct word, but I mean, you're starting the way the piece has to go, right?
Exactly, and of course, for me, I felt performing this piece very comfortable because I had lived with it for so long. So.
Right.
As with anything, the more comfortable
sure.
you become with things, the longer you live with things, the more comfortable you are. So, whereas my first gig playing Nutcracker with Rhode Island Festival Ballet, mm-hmm. and I had to play the 12 strokes on the chime, your heart rate goes up a little bit because it's the only thing that's happening.
That's did midnight I play, is coming, right?
Right. This is true. And did I play 11 strokes or 13, right? So.
Well, there you go. All right, I think we can have time to fit one more piece in before our break. Tell us about this next cut you brought for us.
This is to give... to receive, and it is taken, the text is taken from a poem that is actually online. It is the International Peace Poem, and it's a small segment that was taken from it. And it has some African flavor, so I stuck within a sort of pentatonic technique to get an African quality to come out. And there are some hand drums in there as well, and spoken text.
We will give that a listen and then be back with more of Michael and Reina de Quatro after this.
Thank you. receive
from anxiety,
to receive release
from hatred, from envy, from lust,
to receive release, release
from sadness,
release to receive
from grief and from greed,
release to receive
from indifference, from hatred, from
release,
envy,
release,
lust,
release,
sadness,
release.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, and we're talking with Michael and Raina DiQuattro. Michael is a composer and musician, and a lot of his background is with Rhode Island College, Roger Williams University, and in Boston. And we have been talking about his composition that was, I guess, was it debuted last March?
Yes, it was the world premiere.
World premiere, which is called With One Voice, and we've been listening to music from that, and we'll continue to do that. But we want to remind you that he is here because of the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts, or RISCA, as it's known, supporting an event going on in Westerly, the exhibition at the gallery of the Artist Cooperative Gallery of Westerly is opening on Wednesday night, the 26th, and it will be running until February 19th. And we mentioned on Wednesday, February 2nd, from 5 to 8, Micah will be there, and that is kind of the artist reception night. And tell us a little bit more about RISCA's involvement in all of this as far as you're concerned.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the fellowship is something that is offered every year and something that local artists do compete for. I was fortunate enough this year to win this award, and which is so wonderful. I've applied so many times, and you know, quite often in life, you get the rejection notice, and it's not the first time. And this year, I felt as though I had a decent chance, having written this piece for a civic chorale. I really put so much effort into that. And anyway, the return came back perfectly.
That's
in this
great
way. And the grant, of course, is a great opportunity for local artists to be able to use the funding to spend more time in their work, perhaps collaborate with other artists, develop new projects, perhaps put on a concert, which is something that I hope to achieve in collaboration, really, with Rhode Island College. There's been a few things tossed about between Judith Stillman and myself, who runs the Wednesday Performing Arts Series over at RIC.
Mm-hmm.
And she would like to host an afternoon of my compositions and performances. And I'm hoping that maybe this will afford an opportunity to spend more time rearranging some music and hiring some musicians that would enjoy performing them.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, all sounds like it's good news, as far as I know how it goes when you try to get some kind of an award or an achievement, and you're not quite successful, and try again. And we
try,
all go through
again
that in life, but it's great to keep going and to finally be rewarded.
It's a good thing.
Like the well-known actor that never wins the Oscar, but is always the box office favorite. So, okay, let's get to the next piece of music that you brought for us, which is track number 4 on your CD here.
Yes.
That you have. Which what is this going to be about?
The title is I Ask. Text comes from Anne. Let me make sure I got that straight. It's Pam Taylor. It's a Cherokee poem. So I tried to stay within that flavor. And I think this represents the pinnacle of the whole piece. It climaxes to me here. It's a very delicate piece. But this is, I believe, the climactic moment and the most somber of all of the pieces.
We'll listen to that now. Michael, you mentioned that you were fortunate to win this after trying several times. Now, there are other levels, if you will, of winners, right? There is a fellowship, and then there's other things.
Yes,
tell us about that.
There is a merit award.
Merit award.
Yes, okay. Correct. And the top level recipients receive, it's according to the amount of funding, mm-hmm. From what I understand.
So you won, for example, $10 million.
That's right. I'll be moving to Hawaii tomorrow. Thank you. No, the award I was given was for a $5,000 value, and the merit award is for $1,000. Mm-hmm. And in music, Chrissy Walpert was the merit award winner for this particular grant. And she is among, with myself, 26 fellowship recipients that are also going to be a part of this exhibit over at the Westerly.
ACGAW is the acronym that people call it. It's the Artist Cooperative Gallery of Westerly.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And so there will be, the exhibit will, you know, house everybody's work there. Music will be part of listening stations that you can check out. Mm-hmm. And I also want to just make special note of Christina DiChiaro, who was so instrumental in hooking us up, as sure. well as pioneering everything that revolves around this fellowship. So there you have it. I think that's pretty much it in a nutshell, kind of who's involved and you know, what we're celebrating really is artists.
So this is starting Wednesday night, and make sure you get down to the gallery. It's on Canal Street in Westerly, and you can certainly go to their website if you are not sure about where to go, or you can always email me here at the station. If you're looking for more information, you can email me here at wcri@classical959.com, and we'll give you all the information you need, or just check it out online. Let's get to another piece of music. And go to Michael's fifth piece that you brought for us.
Yep, this is a short interlude. It's a totally instrumental, and I think ties in the sort of, I'm not sure exactly how to explain, but the it brings us back to maybe a place of reflection.
Okay, we can reflect on this.
Thank you.
very impressive music. And we talked earlier, Michael, about getting information. I said people could contact me. But, Rainey, you have the information about Rhode Island State Council on the Arts and Christina, correct? Tell us how, if people are interested, they can contact her directly.
Yes, Christina DiChiara. Her number is 222-3881, or you could find her online at arts.ri.gov.
Okay, so that's obviously 401 area code for any of you listening out of state. And don't hesitate. Christina would like to be called, and give her a call. And she's very nice, very easy to talk to on the phone. I'm sure she will tell you everything you want to know about these upcoming events. Mm-hmm. And Michael, tell us about this next piece before we take a break.
Yep. I believe we're going to do 6 and 7 back to back, or just 6?
Well, let's just do 6 now because we're running a little bit long.
Okay. So 6 is titled Behold, and it comes from Psalm 133, and is actually the precursor to 7.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Michael and Raina De Quattro. People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very pleasant evening talking with Michael and Raina De Quattro. Michael is a composer and musician, and we've been listening to pieces that were performed with the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And Michael, we left on a piece that was probably should have been put together with this next piece. So we left on one, and now we're going to pick it up here. Tell us about this next piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, the text comes from the same place, Psalm 133, and I added a few extra words at the end, singing about love and joy and peace, and that pretty much brings us to the finale of this whole work.
All right, we'll go to that now.
Thank you.
very powerful piece with lots of enthusiastic applause afterwards. We have to cut out some of that applause. It went on for minutes and minutes, but we'll just give you a few seconds of it. Michael, I want to thank you very much for coming in today, and Raina for coming along with him and being our guest here on Conducting Conversations. We're going to wrap it up in just a minute. Before we do that, Raina, why don't you tell us about Michael's website, which isn't a normal website, but you can find out more information about Michael and where he's going to be by going to where?
members.cox.net/MichaelDeQuattro, MichaelDeQuattro.
All right, so if you want to find out more about Michael and things going on, that'll be great. In the meantime, remember that this is all brought to you by RISCO, Rhode Island State Council on the Arts, and it's about the Artist Cooperative Gallery of Westerly, or ACGAW, and starting on Wednesday night, there will be an exhibition at their gallery in Westerly, and then on Wednesday night, February 2nd, from 5 to 8, Michael will be there and be performing. So make sure that you get a chance to stop by. If you can't be there on that Wednesday night, get by there before February 19th, before it closes, and take in. It's a wonderful exhibition, and we're very proud to have organizations like RISCA and ACGAW in our Rhode Island community. It's a great thing. And Michael, thank you very much for coming in and sharing the music.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
That was a great way to finish, but we do have some more music. And we're going to go out with something that was not part of the performance that we've been listening to for the rest of the evening tonight, but some of Michael's other music. Tell us about this.
Yep. This last piece, a little different from what you just heard, but it does incorporate Gregorian chant, sung by Emily Smith. And the piece was written to be for choreography. It was intended to be used with dance. And the piece was written for Colleen Cavanaugh. And the title of it is Good Men and Good Women of Béziers. And there's an awful lot to it, probably more than we really have time to get into. But I hope you appreciate
it. We will listen to as much as possible and try to get it in here right now. Thanks again, Raina. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
It's great to meet you. And Michael, thank you.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
And we'll see you all down at ACGAW at the gallery. Next, starting Wednesday night, hopefully, come on down and enjoy. Right now, we'll listen to this piece, as much of it as we can, and then see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Sunt me in domum domini
Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.